This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Youngstown, Ohio, a federal bankruptcy judge is expected to decide today if one of Ohio's largest steel companies can stop making steel altogether. Union leaders and politicians are trying to force LTV Steel to keep operating. But some economists argue the steel mill's failure is inevitable. From member station WKSU, Vincent Duffy reports.
Cleveland-based LTV Steel is the nation's third-largest producer of integrated steel, and officials say it's losing $2 million a day. While other domestic steel companies are trying to consolidate, LTV says it's out of cash and is trying to convince a federal bankruptcy judge to allow it to close and sell off plants in Ohio, Illinois, and Indiana.
Let's make steel! Let's make steel!
But LTV officials aren't the only ones trying to get the court's attention. Hundreds of steelworkers have held rallies to support the effort to keep LTV open. An estimated 7,500 jobs in three states are at stake, 3,200 in Cleveland alone. Cleveland Mayor-elect Jane Campbell doesn't want to consider losing LTV.
We are well far away from that. We are still working on making sure that we make steel in Cleveland.
Steel was king here. It was the industry that all but built cities like Cleveland, Youngstown, and Pittsburgh. Most of the Pittsburgh and Youngstown mills closed down decades ago. Half of the 50 steel producers in the United States have filed for Chapter 11 protection in just the past 3 years. They often cite the dumping of foreign steel. Others point to decades of mismanagement. As Congress debates restrictions on foreign steel imports, United Steelworkers Ohio Director Dave McCall argues that only tariffs will work.
If they don't do something about enforcing the trade laws in this country about steel, steel is going to be wrecked.
Local politicians in Northeast Ohio are eager to show their support for steel workers here. Cleveland Congressman Steve LaTourette, a Republican, and Democrat Dennis Kucinich have crafted a plan to provide a guaranteed federal loan to LTV of $250 million.
We just came down to add our 2 cents to indicate that Republicans and Democrats are united in this. This isn't a partisan issue. This is an issue that's good for America. It's good for the way we conduct business.
I'd like to add this one other thing, and that is we believe LTV can survive with the help of a steel loan guarantee, which we have taken steps to make sure that there's every chance to get.
But some here argue that a steel loan guarantee would be throwing good money after bad. Cleveland State University economist Vijay Mather says unless all imported steel is blocked, U.S. companies making raw steel in outdated plants cannot survive.
Capacity is declining. Foreign competition is increasing. More substitutes are being found for steel. All of those factors are causing great competition in the steel business. So somebody got to go. And who's going to go? The dinosaurs.
The debate here is a fierce one. But Mather says Cleveland could learn a lesson from its neighbor to the south. For decades, the city of Akron was the rubber capital of the world. And when the tire factories closed 20 years ago, they left behind empty buildings and a 12% unemployment rate. Akron finally gave up on resuscitating the tire industry, diversifying instead into such things as polymer science and healthcare. The city also invested $206 million in downtown development, which Mayor Don Pasquale says saved the city.
Because it was going the other way. Businesses were moving out. If we had not made that $206 million investment, I think it would have decreased, and we would have had a further decline of other parts of our city as a result of that.
To mirror Akron's success, Mather says Cleveland should concentrate not on propping up struggling industry, but in areas that provide growth. He says the skilled steel workforce can easily be retrained. Mather says no amount of aid will save LTV in the long run, and argues that keeping the mills operating will be a mistake.
You're postponing the pain, so it's a choice between less pain today and more pain tomorrow. But the pain is not going to go away. It's just not going to go away.
But the forces aligned to save LTV are vocal and organized. Company executives want to close it for good, but agreed yesterday to keep the steel furnaces burning on hot idle until February so they won't be damaged by a complete shutdown. The union will use that time to try and secure the guaranteed loan. So while the court will ultimately decide if LTV will continue to produce steel, others here say the marketplace has already made that decision. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy in Northeast Ohio.